Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, October 15th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. We have learned that over the past few months, the FAA has conducted audits at United for flight attendant pre-flight safety checks and found situations of non-compliance. As a result, the FAA will soon be intensifying their scrutiny of our safety checks. United has responded to the concern of these audits and will be having supervisors also checking to ensure pre-flight safety checks are completed to maintain compliance with the FAA requirements. Safety checks should continue to be performed as they are today to be in compliance with FAA regulations. All pre-flight safety checks must be completed prior to door closure using our own up-to-date FAOMs or domicile loaners, which is kept accessible during the flight. As you know, always use the pink page and check each item you are responsible for and follow all procedures adhering to FAA specifications. Each flight attendant is required to complete their own safety checks. Remember, flight attendants are provided the time to do these checks in addition to stowing luggage and performing other duties prior to customer boarding. Refer to page 2.210.1 of your FAOM for pre-flight safety check procedures. Across the system, local councils are conducting meetings to provide information about the merger process and the opportunity we have to strengthen our union for flight attendants. By now, all of us should have received a merger newsletter at home detailing the merger process, including the process for a representation election to determine union representation for the combined United and Continental flight attendant group. The newsletter also provides details about our seniority protections under the AFA merger policy, along with answers to frequently asked questions we've already received. The information in this newsletter is also posted in our website's merger section, along with updated questions and answers. In the merger section of our website, flight attendants can also download a comparison of United and Continental contracts. We encourage all members to review this document, along with the improvements we are currently negotiating, to start to imagine what we can achieve together through single contract negotiations. We invite our Continental flight attendant friends to visit our website to review the information, ask questions, and take part in building our solidarity now so we can achieve the industry's best contract at the industry's leading airline. Our new CEO has set the standard with his handsome salary, and we need to stand strong together to ensure flight attendants share equally in the success of our airline. We encourage you to take part in the work to protect our jobs and take advantage of the opportunities available to us through this merger. Attend a local merger meeting, visit our website, and help us welcome our friends from Continental to join us with their ideas, talents, and desire to achieve the best for all of us. As flight attendants, we have a unique bond with each other, and regardless of the uniform we wear or the airline logo on the tail of the plane, no one understands our work better than other flight attendants. Every flight attendant at the new United Airlines is welcome to join our union of flight attendants to take part in protecting and advancing our careers. Voting is currently well underway for Delta flight attendants for AFA representation and Northwest flight attendants to maintain their contract and representation rights with AFA. Our AFA sisters and brothers at Northwest remain proud to have helped shape their flight attendant contract for the last 60-plus years at their airline that was originally founded on September 1, 1926. Their airline may be gone today, but their rights under the Northwest flight attendant contract continue as they remain and fight to maintain their status as members of our union. Voting closes on November 3, 2010 at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This election will be the first conducted under the new democratic rule that finally ensures the votes cast in the election decide the outcome. Prior to now, Delta flight attendants management has been their voice at the bargaining table, and with no union, there is no bargaining. Management also speaks for flight attendants on Capitol Hill and within the judicial system, often to the detriment of flight attendants, since they are usually countering the issues we are working together to correct or to improve the quality of life for all flight attendants. The former Northwest flight attendants are currently our AFA-CWA sisters and brothers, and because they have AFA representation, they also have worker rights under the law. Delta flight attendants, on the other hand, are not represented, and they currently have no rights or assurances on the job. We encourage all flight attendants working at Delta to vote for good jobs for flight attendants, good jobs that are backed by a contract and legal protections with representation by AFA. When Delta flight attendants finally choose to gain representation with AFA, they will have a voice at work, on Capitol Hill, in the courts, and at the negotiating table. Together, we will be stronger. The Fall Quarter United Master Executive Council regular meeting will take place in Chicago this coming Tuesday, October 19th, through Friday, October 22nd, at the Hyatt Rosemont. At the upcoming MEC meeting on Tuesday, reports will be given by the United AFA MEC officers and at the invitation of AFA, Doug McKean, Vice President, Labor Relations, along with two of the officers of the new United Airlines. Joining us are Michael Bonds, Executive Vice President, Human Resources and Labor Relations, and Sam Rosoli, Vice President, In-Flight Services. The negotiating committee will make their status report to the MEC along with committee reports from safety, health and security, government affairs, benefits, and communications. Elections will also be held for a member to the Central Scheduling Committee and a chairperson for the Communications Committee. We encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending the MEC if you are in the Chicago area. Hyatt shuttle buses from O'Hare are complimentary, and free parking is available in the garage next to the Hyatt Rosemont on River Road and Devon Avenue. Following extensive media coverage, most of our flight attendant population has now heard of the alarming increase in bed bug sightings. MSNBC reports bed bug populations in the U.S. have increased by 500% in the last few years. While it is fortunate that bed bugs don't carry or spread disease, they can take a physical and emotional toll if you encounter them at your layover hotel. Considering the number of hotel rooms we utilize over the course of our careers, it bears noting some important do's and don'ts when encountering or suspecting bed bug infestations at our layover hotels. Our AFA Hotel and Transportation Committee has put together an excellent article on the procedures to follow to check for bed bugs in your hotel room upon arrival and what to do if you encounter them during or after your layover. There are just 18 days until Election Day, and we encourage all AFA members to take advantage of early voting or absentee voting to ensure your ballot is registered. If possible, make an effort to vote early. In-person early or absentee voting has opened in California, Arizona, Illinois, Indiana, and Maine, to name a few among the two-thirds of the states that offer early voting. Even in states where early voting may not be an option for the general public, flight attendants are eligible to vote early due to the nature of our jobs. In many states, the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail is October 28th, give or take a day. So, act quickly to ensure your vote is cast. The midterm elections will be a crossroads for flight attendants and our issues. The choice is clear. We can continue to advance our profession and workplace health, safety, and security, or can we return to an era that favors airline executives over airline employees. Review the recent copy of Flight Log sent to your home if you need additional information on where your personal U.S. representative stands on the issues that are important to flight attendants, such as fighting the outsourcing of our jobs, support for increased flight attendant security training, and the change to the Railway Labor Act that now allows for a Democratic representation election. Whether you choose to early vote, vote by absentee ballot, or vote in person on November 2nd, just make your vote count. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.